The Raotza of our Parsha Moshe is commanded in the beginning of Perk Chavches, V'ata hakrev elach es Aaron achicha v'es banav ito. Gather, Moshe is told, Aaron, your brother, his children, your nephews, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, gather them from the midst of the Jewish people, separate them, bring them close, l'chahanoli, to appoint them, to anoint them, to initiate them in the kahuna, in the priesthood, the legacy that now Aaron will have as the Kohen Gadol, his children as Kohanim, and eventually, for all generations, midor l'dor, the kahuna will be passed from father to son. This is the enduring legacy now that Aaron is appointed to as the kahuna, as the priesthood, through Aaron and his family, is initiated. Commenting on this pasuk, the Medrash says something quite profound, but very, very perplexing. Says the Medrash, this process of initiating Aaron into the kahuna, by so doing, Hashem was heralo. He was damaging, he was hurting Moshe. However, the Medrash continues, in order to comfort and placate Moshe for how Hashem has hurt him, Hashem then continued and said to Moshe, Torah haisali, v'natati l'cha. I had a Torah, it was up all, just for me, and the angels up in the heavens, v'natati l'cha, but I gave it to you and through you to the world. She'ilulehi avadati olami. Because had I not done that, had kept the Torah, had the people of the Jewish world not received the Torah, ultimately the world would not have been able to survive, everything would have fallen apart, but I gave that Torah, I gave my Torah to you and through you to the world. The Ksav Sofer, in his commentary to this pasuk, says, I don't understand. What is going on? This whole medrash seems to be so difficult. On the one hand, what does it mean that heralo, that Moshe was being hurt by Aaron's appointment? Could it really mean, asks the Ksav Sofer, that Moshe was jealous of Aaron? Moshe, who we are told by the Torah itself is Anav Mikol Adam, the most humble person, he can't stand, he can't forgive his brother a little kavod? Does that make any sense? Moreover, we are told that when Moshe, the younger brother, was appointed as leader, Aaron, the older brother, wasn't jealous. And now you're telling me that Moshe, the younger brother, who already is the leader, has the top job, he's jealous that his brother gets an important, but albeit secondary job? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. And finally, says the Ksav Sofer, if whatever is bothering Moshe, how does the continuation of the Medrash placate and comfort him? If he somehow has an aching heart or jealous in some level because of what Aaron received, how is the fact that the Torah was given through him in any way a comfort to that? So to explain all of this, the Ksav Sofer says we have to understand in a more sensitive and nuanced way what was truly bothering Moshe. Says the Ksav Sofer, no doubt Moshe was not bothered that Aaron became a Kohen. The fact that Aaron and his children were now going to be the ones who take over the service in the Mishkan, that did not bother Moshe. He was humble. He was a loving brother. He was supportive. That wasn't a problem. However, l'chahanoli, the Medrash says on that extra word li, to serve me as Kohanim, that it's l'doros. This specific notion, which was also initiated at this moment, that not only Aaron and his current children, but that all descendants of Aaron for all time will inherit the position of kahuna through a hereditary, passing on from one generation to the next, that aspect, it's that dimension that, yes, says the Ksav Sofer, Moshe was a little bit jealous of. After all, Rashi quotes in Parshas Chukas from a different Medrash that Moshe desperately, achingly wanted his own children to inherit his leadership. At the time of Aaron's death, the Medrash says that Hashem instructs Moshe to comfort Aaron and to tell him, you have an aspect, you have a dimension of a legacy that I'll never have, because your children will inherit your position as Kohen and Kohen Gadol, respectively, but my children will not inherit my position of leadership. In other words, Rashi and the Medrash and Chukas are telling us that in this very real way, Moshe was human. Moshe was real. And like any normal parent who wants to bequeath and pass on his hard-earned accomplishments and successes to his children, so too Moshe wanted that. Moshe wanted his children to be able to inherit his positions of leadership. But for whatever the reason, only Aaron got that. Therefore, says Ksav Sofer, Moshe understands now in this Medrash, you're right, I want it, and I am jealous. And in that sense, herelo, Aaron's getting something that I really wish I could have. I wish my children could have this, but they won't be able to. After all, the crown of the kahuna, the keser kahuna, can be inherited through hereditary from generation to the next. However, the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, doesn't automatically pass on. It cannot be bequeathed automatically. Just because a father is a Talmid Chacham does not automatically make his children Talmid Chachamim. However, explains the Ksav Sofer, by Hashem introducing the idea of Torah as the comfort, as the nechama, to the fact that Aaron has a legacy that Moshe never will, it's not just that Hashem is explaining why Moshe's leadership can't be bequeathed automatically to his children as opposed to Aaron, but much more deeply and more powerfully, Moshe is being taught, says the Ksav Sofer, that the very thing that you want so desperately, that you think only Aaron has, you yourself will have. Just like in a certain sense, Aaron lo meis, Aaron will live on forever, live on through his children in their continued service as Kohanim, so too, says the Ksav Sofer, you are also going to have the same legacy that Aaron has. You will also live on forever. Through who? Shia kolomes ki zechus kol Yisrael. Aaron ubanav kulam. Tluya b'cha. You should know that your legacy is not only as great as Aaron's, it's greater. Because you will also live on forever. Not just through your biological children, but through all Jews, including Aaron and his children, and all Jews throughout all of history. Anytime they're learning Torah, anytime they're living Torah, anytime they're observing Torah, it's all b'schus Moshe. That's all Moshe's legacy living on. Moshe will live on forever, not just through his children, but through all Jews, through all times. And in that sense, Moshe has the greatest legacy, not just his biological children, but every Jew, and for all time. What greater legacy could there be? And what greater comfort could there be to Moshe Rabbeinu?